Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack touted provisions in the American Rescue Plan Act passed by Congress this week. The House of Representatives passed the bill on Wednesday afternoon following previous Senate approval, which made a few changes to the legislation previously passed by the House. For more, this is Ag Secretary Vilsack.
That plan also provides for an expansion and an extension of the SNAP benefit for a number of months through the summer. It extends the pandemic EBT effort through September. It increases investments in online purchasing, and it provides additional resources under TFAP, which will allow us the opportunity to continue to provide assistance and help to food banks and pantries throughout the United States who have just done an incredible job. And it will provide, I think, assistance and help for our schools as they begin to adjust to whatever the new normal will be once we get on the other side of this pandemic.
In rural America, Vilsack says the plan provides significant investments to help struggling homeowners pay their mortgages, property taxes, and property insurance. It also expands rental assistance and funds broadband to schools and hospitals and other community facilities. House Agriculture Committee Chairman David Scott issued a statement in response to Michael Regan's Senate confirmation to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. He said he would like to congratulate the Administrator Regan on his nomination and confirmation to head the EPA, and adds he looks forward to starting a dialogue with him and his staff to ensure the EPA's pesticide registration program remains trusted and science-based, as well as on the role that the Renewable Fuel Standard and the agriculture producers have in mitigating climate change. I also want to ensure that American farmers and ranchers have a seat at the table as the EPA considers their regulatory obligations and look forward to the appointment of the agriculture advisor to the EPA. Don't miss the deadline to sign up for the USDA's Agricultural Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage Programs for 2021. Stephanie Ho for the USDA has more.
The annual deadline is fast approaching for ag producers to sign up for a critical USDA safety net program.
It's important to note that next Monday, the 15th of March, is the deadline to enroll or make elections in the Ag Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage Programs.
Zach Ducheneau is Farm Service Agency Administrator.
There's covered crops, commodities, including wheat, oats, barley, corn, grain sorghum, several others. And we've got fact sheets at farmers.gov that will help you understand exactly what crops are covered.
He says producers who enrolled in ARC PLC for the 2019 crop year
received more than $5 billion with a B, dollars in payments last fall. And we've got decision tools available for our producers to make elections, one put together by the University of Illinois and the other by Texas A&M. And they'll help you choose which is best for your operation.
Again, go to farmers.gov to find out more information.
This is Inside Agriculture.